Is it true that opposites attract? Meet Jade Gulliver and David Lim.
Hi, I'm Jade. Why can't every night be a quiet night in? I'm socially awkward and I hide behind sarcasm. I can't dance and I have no rhythm. I secretly want to be an extra on Neighbours.
I suppose I'm a bit dramatic. Very much a social butterfly. A total pop music junkie. My ideal Saturday night would be to hit the clubs and dance like a hoe.
Can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
So nice to hear banjos in the background. That was Feist with 1, 2, 3, 4. And before that was Lisa Scott Lee with Electric. And in case you didn't figure out, she was singing about vibrators. I know, tasteful.
Very classy song.
I know. You know what? That kind of stuff. This
Can
is
I
what-
borrow that off you?
Yeah, absolutely, Jade. You're listening to Different Strokes here on Joy 94.9, where it's all about difference and it's all about variety, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
No other shows where you find Feist right next to Lisa Scott Lee. Now, we're in the middle of our shoe swap segment. This week, we have the pleasure of swapping tertiary education. I went rec management, which was what Jade did back in her uni days. And you, of course?
Yes. Okay. So, I had to do journalism.
Fun.
Yes. Now, it was actually really interesting because I'd always wanted to kind of do journalism and then I, you know, didn't really want to do journalism and I ummed and ahed between journalism and sports when I was in VCE and eventually decided on sports because I thought, that's a real career. I'll make a career out of that. There's no way I'll make a career out of journalism. Anyways, I wish I had been more strong in my convictions. Anyway, but that's fine because you don't need a degree to be a journalist. Everyone knows that.
You know, I wish someone told me that because when I went to Herald Sun, when I did my time at the Herald Sun, people came from all kinds of walks of life. People did horticulture and agriculture.
Yeah.
Ended up sitting next to Lee Patch. I'm like, what the hell? You know, I worked hard learning about, you know, newsroom ethics.
Yeah.
And you came from planting God knows what cannabis.
No, but it's actually, it was actually interesting to get that theoretical type thing. And it's kind of similar in a way to like what I've been doing this year with the like the Cert 3 in radio right here at Joy, just to give a plug. Because, you know, I'd been doing radio for a long time and it's interesting to kind of get a background on it so you're not just flying by the seat of your pants and doing it, you know. But, okay, so compulsory units in the journalism degree, media law, editing for print, online journalism, ethics.
God, no.
TV journalism and radio journalism.
Mm.
Now, a large part of being a good journalism student is being constantly up to date with the current affair programs. Now, does that even mean today tonight, Dave?
No, I think it's a bit of a highbrow, lowbrow situation. If you want to make yourself, because this is what literally what it was like being a journalism student in my course, because we weren't exactly the pedigree crowd of journalists. We weren't the creme de la creme of all degrees. We actually was considered by many to be the B-grade university to be doing journalism, but only second to the best, you know, so we're not that bad. But the crowd that we pulled for that kind of degree weren't hardcore, you know, AM radio listening kind. They were more, oh, let's listen to commercial stations, you know. So if you want to make yourself sound like a really cred journalist amongst your other, you know, peers, do not say you listen to commercial radio. Say you listen to, like, you know, educational government radio stations or something.
Yes, you have to podcast all the government radio stations.
Yeah, that's how you make yourself sound cred. And do not say today, tonight. Say that you read, like, some official government document or something like that. Don't say anything that's on free-to-air TV. Okay, so you got to make yourself sound more cred, sort of like how you, Jade, make yourself sound more Indian, more cred than my Lisa Scott Lee inclinations.
Oh, okay, so it could come quite easily for me.
It could come quite naturally to you because I think you naturally repel plastic synthetic pop anyway.
Yes.
So there is pop version of news as well. There's news pop, you know, and then there's indie news.
Oh, there's news pop, all right.
Yeah, anything with Paris
Hilton.
There are
newspapers that have Britney Spears on the front page.
That is not news, I can tell you that.
Yes.
That is not news. So it's something you learn, of course, in the degree.
In any case, you've got to... So on that, you've got to go with the broadsheet rather than the tabloid.
Mm-hmm. Just to make yourself sound more highbrow.
Yes. So there's a lot of networking involved, which is, of course, is difficult for someone like me who really can't network very well because I can't function in social situations very well. But there's a lot of air kissing. Now, that's very close personal space invasion, not good for me at all. There's fakeness, you know, the whole thing about me and my personal space and, you know, doing like certain things. I won't do certain things because I feel like when I say certain, like, oh, how are you doing? I sound fake.
Yeah, so you just naturally won't ask how someone is if you really don't want to know. Is that the type of person?
Well, I don't know that I ask how are you.
But more like feign an interest.
I think I would ask it a question about, you know, something specific.
Mm.
Would be my take on it.
So that suits the journalism sort of feel of it as well a bit better. But, you know, the networking part's very important as you, you know, you soon find out. That's where your contacts come from. And, you know, I had to kiss a lot of ass, I can tell you, to get to some places. And, you know, I haven't gotten anywhere really big, so I need to kiss more asses, really.
Yes. The other important thing is you've got to make sure you're really diverse in your interests.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, don't be all, like, sporty sport sport like me. You got to be sporty sport sport. Oh, yeah, I really love indie music as well. That's cool.
And know something about Michelle Williams.
Yes, and I can, you know, pretty much tell you anything about anything if you ask, because I've got a pretty, you know, good broad base of general knowledge.
You need to have general knowledge to be a good journalist, a jack of all trades.
Mm.
But, you know, everyone, I mean, no one wants to talk to an encyclopedia, so the key is to know a bit of everything, not be an expert on everything. Oh, gold nugget of wisdom there. Never thought it would come out of my mouth.
Now, the funniest thing of all that I found out of the whole experience, Dave, is your little description of what journalism students comprise of.
Oh, really?
Yes. And okay, so journalism students comprise of hardcore, nerdy journo kids, confident, popular chicks at school with more looks and substance that are really doing this to get into PR.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb hoes who masticate on gum during class, not knowing what masticate means, and only reads Harper's Bazaar, thinking they'd get to be the next Anna Wintour. I don't even know who that is. Journalists can be major name droppers, just like Lily and Frank. That is your basic... Where did you fit in? Were you one of the popular chicks at school with more... looks and substance?
I don't want to say I have more looks and substance, but I was pretty much the nowhere kid. I didn't belong to any of that. And when I got into uni, I realized there were some girls that look like they should be doing a hairdressing degree. Not to say that's, I don't even think there's a degree in hairdressing, but maybe like a hairdressing apprenticeship. I'm not scoffing down on hairdressing apprenticeships. I'm just saying that they are that stylish and they're that conscious about their appearance and they bitch.
They wanted to be TV journalists?
Yeah, they bitch incessantly about other people's hair. I think, honey, you should be doing people's hair. Yeah. What are you doing here? Oh, I just want to get into fashion journalism. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, honey, just wrong field.
Yeah.
I was one of those people that realized journalism wasn't for me. You know, I get kids asking me all the time, not that I'm some poster child for journalism, you know, but I get people ask, oh, you do journalism. So what was that like? I was thinking of getting into, I'm like, do you like news? Oh, no, I just like to write. Don't do it.
Mm. Well, see, that was a big thing for me because I often write about myself in what I write. And that's a big no-no in journalism because you've got to write, you know, just hard facts.
That's right. It's about reporting, not so much writing. So I wish someone had told me that. I wish I was my career advisor. If I could step back in time to 2004, I would say, Dave, keep working at McDonald's. That is our shoe swap for tonight. Jade Gulliver having a taste of my journalism degree and myself taking a walk on the wild, sporty, spy side of things.
Speaking of which.
Oh, yeah, how appropriate. We do have Melanie C here with Your Mistake. You enjoy.
You can listen to Different Strokes live on Joy 94.9, Wednesday nights, 11 to 1. For more information, go to joy.org.au or myspace.com/Different Strokes Radio.